I've been wanting to talk to Senator Dale Fowler for a long time about our subject this morning. Morning, Dale. How are you, pal?
I'm good, Tom. Happy New Year to you and your listening audience.
Happy New Year. Now, it was interesting. I was reading this press release, and it says Senator Dale Fowler has been named to the LOA Commission on Poverty Elimination and Economic Security. And I'm going, I have never heard of this before. Well, there's a good reason why I'd never heard of it before.
Right. This was initiated through the FY21 budget implementation bill. And it's the scope is actually the Illinois Department of Human Services has been charged with convening a 25-person commission, Tom, on poverty elimination and economic security. And those memberships are appointed by the governor, leadership within the General Assembly, and the Chief Justice of the Illinois Supreme Court. So I'm fortunate to be one of the four members of the Illinois General Assembly that's been chosen to serve on this commission. So this is going to be a very active, aggressive commission. We've already had our first meeting. We had our first meeting the first of December, virtually, of course. And this is going to be a very proactive mission. So there's a lot of purposes, goals, activities involved. So I'm excited to be a part of it, actually.
And the governor talking about he wants to eliminate poverty in the state of Illinois by 2036. Poverty is a very complicated issue. It's a mindset. It's not just about giving people money. That's not how poverty is solved. I think when you look, you would find, I think it's around 25% poverty in Jackson County. One of the higher here. I watched the video last night on YouTube, 10 worst places to live in Illinois. And if I'd gotten a nickel for every time I heard the word poverty during that video on YouTube, I'd be a millionaire this morning. It's one of the reasons why people are leaving the state of Illinois. And as I said, the governor says 2036, that's a lofty goal.
It absolutely is. And something, a stat that kind of surprised me came out of our first meeting, and that surprised me tremendously, was the poverty rates in Illinois have not drastically changed over the last 30 years. An example, in 2018, it was just a little over 12%, 12.1%, I believe it was, of Illinoisans experienced poverty. But the purpose of this commission is going to, it's several fold, actually. It's going to improve policymakers' understanding of the root causes of poverty and economic insecurity. To reduce and ultimately eliminate poverty in the state by making policy and other recommendations to the legislative, executive, and judicial branches of the state. This is a 25-member commission that I mentioned, and there's members that have been appointed from judiciary, representatives of poverty organizations that are focusing on urban and suburban poverty and rural poverty. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of CEOs of major corporations that are on this commission, representatives from organizations, advocates for immigrants, representatives of statewide anti-hunger, you know. So this is a very very strategic and very important. And the goal, as you mentioned, is to reduce poverty, help, you know, reduce the deep poverty in the state by 50% by 2026 and eliminate child poverty in the state by 2031. And then, as you mentioned, Tom, eliminate poverty in the state of Illinois by 2036. So a lot of work to do.
And a lot more.
Activities are going to be involved, which are going to include public hearings. I'm going to be advocating for one of those in my district. We'll see how this all transpires with COVID. But you're going to hear real life stories about poverty in the state of Illinois.
And here's the thing. Poverty's not getting better. It's going to get worse. It's already gotten worse. The COVID-19 pandemic is estimated to push an additional 88 million to 115 million people into extreme poverty this year. So policies create poverty. In many cases, a state of mind is another. And what's interesting, and I was telling Dale this issue to me highly sensitive. One day, Walter Wendler is in here doing an interview, chancellor of SIU, and he says, "Well, you grew up in poverty." I didn't know that. And
right.
the psychological mindset for this and what poverty is, you know, where I've learned the biggest struggle with poverty is from educators who talk to me about the situations that poverty brings when it comes to children attending their schools.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, the thing, too, some of the other stats that came out of our first meeting was that there's at least, I believe the number was 66 state-administered anti-poverty programs currently exist in the state of Illinois, and those include not limited to, you know, child and youth development, direct assistance, and health care programs, and those are some of the most common. But as I mentioned, this is going to be we're going to be cultivating collaboration across the public and private sectors, and you know, we're going to be traveling the state of Illinois. I don't know if it's, you know, hopefully we'll be able to have some you know, physical events, but you know, worst case scenario, we'll be doing a lot of virtual. Our first meeting's been virtual. I think our second one's going to be virtual again. It's going to be coming up here in the next few days. So looking forward to that, but doing a lot of, I'm receiving information daily about this this commission. So the state of Illinois is taking this very seriously, as well as we should.
You know, there was not all bad news as we close out the year. Dale had issued a press release from his office in an area north of Golconda. A park that has been closed since 2007 is going to be reopened.
That's right. Rothfuss Hill State Park, Illinois Department of Natural Resources Park, that was closed in 2007 due to budgetary restraints, lack of manpower to keep the parks up. As you know, I have more state parks in my district than any other district in the state of Illinois, Senate District. And this is just when I really started working closely, when I became a member and started working closely with IDNR on our parks, and I toured Rothfuss Hill State Park up on that bluff of the Ohio River. Just an amazing view. There's currently 15 tent sites, 15 camper sites. There's trails that go all the way down to the river. It's just a gorgeous, gorgeous state park. And so we made it a top priority to be able to reopen that park. So we just announced that this last few days, as you mentioned. It's currently open to picnicking and hiking. And this spring, the campsites will be opened up. And we hope to expand on those sites as well, because, as you well know, you know, tourist attractions are of the utmost importance. Our tourism is growing in southern Illinois. We don't have enough campsites to be able to get this open, and it's going to be a great complement to the marina there at Golconda, because, as you know, and everyone has heard, that the extensive improvements we've made to that marina to be able to dredge that marina out, to be able to get more boats in and rent the slips and bring more people into southern Illinois. There's people traveling. You know, I spend a lot of time going to our state parks, and I have. And, you know, I was at Garden of the Gods just a few weeks ago, and my wife and I were counting. I said, look, we always make it a habit to look at the license plates. And there was 8 states in the parking lot of Garden of the Gods, and that was not including Illinois. Including Illinois, there was 9. So, you know, it's an economic engine for Southern Illinois, and I'm excited that we're making these improvements. We're getting ready to announce major improvements that have been made to the Rose Hotel in Elizabethtown. We're making incredible improvements to Fort Massac, a new shower house that's going to be a great complement to the campground there, and a lot of great, exciting things going on for our tourism initiatives I'm excited about.
By the way, if I want to put a name in the hat for parks that have been closed, Buck Ridge.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the best parks.
Yeah, you're right.
And one of the best parks around, nice, hidden. Last time I was there, gates were locked. And the thing that I noticed that makes this pertinent to the conversation, other than my personal selfish desire to want to go to Buck Ridge again, is how quickly a park deteriorates when it's not maintained.
Absolutely. When I first toured Rothfuss Hill, there's 2 bathroom facilities there that were built in the early 2000s that are just fabulous stone, and it was just grown. Everything was growing up. There was vines growing up the walls of the doors. Obviously, you know, it was thick. You were walking through where the campsites were, and IDNR, they have now finally hired an additional person to help maintain. This person will be obligated to Rothfuss Hill, as well as work at the marina, Golconda Marina, as well as Dixon Springs State Park. So we have more manpower. We really need more, actually, but they've made this a priority. And I was there about a month ago when we announced that this was forthcoming. And the amount of work that they've done in the last month, especially here in the wintertime, is phenomenal. And I was incredibly so excited to walk on that park and see how everything was cleared out and everything's opened up. We opened up the gate, and when that press release came out, when we were there with IDNR that morning, there was people driving through the park and just waving, like they just couldn't wait to see the park open. So everybody, you have a chance, go visit, go drive through it. Obviously, right now it's open to picnicking and hiking. Beautiful hiking trails. There's going to be a lot more improvements forthcoming to the park, as well as a lot of other parks as well.
And camping beginning spring 2021, the lame duck session. the more and more I look at this and being called into session, I keep wondering if this special session is about getting legislation on the board to get support for Mike Madigan and votes that he will need to be retained the speaker's position. Am I too cynical?
No, you're not. You're not, Tom. Not at all. They have called the House of Representatives in for this starting this Friday, the 8th. They have not called the Senate in yet. I think they currently have about 100 bills. So we've been kind of left in the dark on this. But this is definitely no question part of in our opinion part of Leader Madigan's strategy to retain the speakership. Mm. So it's going to be interesting. But right now he does not have the votes. And there's more people coming on board that are going to vote against retaining him as Speaker of the House of Representatives. So it's going to be a very interesting week.
I was very surprised Senator Andy Menar resigned. Very surprised.
Yes. I thank the world, Andy. Andy and I have developed a great relationship, and that's one thing I've taken a lot of pride in, to develop relationships with not just, my colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Andy's been fabulous to work with, especially on the Education Committee. He's very knowledgeable. He's going to be a great asset to the governor's administration. No question about that. But I'm sure sorry to see him leave the Illinois State Senate, because he's one of those guys that I can walk on over to his desk and have a conversation. And he knows the same with me. And I know he'll still be there. He'll still be in the state capitol, which is, I'm excited about, because I know he's going to be one of those people that, I can have a conversation with and brainstorm with on any particular item, especially when it comes to education.
Well, I'm going to be watching as sure as everybody else has said, no, it's not safe, not safe, not safe. And then all of a sudden, just right. Like that, there's a special session. I always, my spider senses, we'll call it for lack of a better term, start to tingle a little bit. So did I mention that you ought to try to get Buck Ridge reopened again? Should I?
you did mention that. Oh, okay. In fact, I'm going to be on the road today on my Southern Illinois Treasures Initiative. You know, we've gone virtual this year, as you all know, because we weren't able to have the actual event. So we've gone virtually. So I'm going to be in 5 locations throughout Southern Illinois this morning, or today, actually. And obviously, tourism is part of the Southern Illinois Made initiative as well, because we focus on not just Southern Illinois products, but our, all the treasures that we have for tourism in Southern Illinois. So I'll put that on the list to get that on our website and get that on our Facebook page, and we'll do a video shoot there. You want to go with me?
Yeah, I'd love to. I really do. There's some cool, really cool places down there. Really, they're really cool places. Like I said, it was one of my. It's my park. That's how I look at it, I think, really, to be honest with you.
Maybe we should rename it.
You should. But Buck Ridge has got a good reputation, too. Hey, Senator Dale Fowler. Dale, appreciate your time.
Always a pleasure, my friend.